The Road to Dallas edition, the Purple Project Podcast, baby, is rocking and rolling. Another edition coming out. Eddie Greer III here, recording on this Sunday afternoon, folks, ahead of the NASCAR Championship Four finale for NASCAR in 2022 here. Recording this here before that gets started here, folks. If I sound a little hoarse, I was getting after it last night there in a tough loss for the Cats against Texas there, which saw the Cats did not play their best game at all there as well. So if I sound a little hoarse, that's why. And also yelling at the refs like everybody else was. Now, if there should be, there should be a grading system like the Major League Baseball has for the umpires for their each respect. Excuse me, how to get that out. Respective football games, right? Because I don't know what it is with. I think we get the crappiest, and that's taking it lightly, crappiest officials for these home games. There were calls last night that were obvious that were not called against Texas whatsoever. There's one. Not saying, not excusing that for a reason we lost the ball game, but it seems like every home game since I've been here for the last whole bunch of years now, we get the crappiest refs. I swear. That's just, I'm going to save it for a weekly podcast here. But yeah, so yeah, just frustrated at the Cats. They didn't play their best game whatsoever. Defensively, they got bullied last night. There's no way around that. And a turnover by Adrian Martinez late in the first half did not help that whatsoever. Adrian Martinez had the fumbles last night there as well. So definitely, I don't know what it is about, you know, being overdue for one of your crappy games, but that was definitely one of them as well. So we'll see what happens. Can the Cats bounce back in another primetime event there, in which now, instead of K-State controlling everything, now Baylor, all of a sudden, is in the driver's seat now. Baylor, Texas, and someone else. Baylor, Texas, and yeah, so there's TCU. If anything, they stumble, should be okay there. But yeah, K-State's still in the running, but they need help. They need some help, and they need to just take care of the business, win out, and hope Texas and stumbles one more than they do. Pretty much that for that. So we'll see what happens there. As far as Dallas Marathon is concerned, well, I'm getting down to it. Coming into this week, folks, it will be a month out from the big dog down there in Dallas. And actually, the week before Dallas Marathon is the Big 12 Championship game. So, but we shouldn't be talking about that right now as far as K-State football goes. They need some help. They need some dominoes to fall their way if they're going to reach that in early December next month. But yeah, seeing everybody else compete, I am just ready to. Last time I competed was last month for the Prairie Fire Half Marathon there. So I am like a cage animal right now, seeing everyone else finish up their marathons. Of course, yesterday was the Salina Crossroads Marathon for the first time there. See the same old winner. I'm not going to repeat it, but I see the same winners every race, which is kind of, I use that as motivation. Irritating and motivation at the same time. So we'll see. I'm going to get my shot. I know where I want to get. It's out there. If you've been following this documentary from the beginning, you know what I'm talking about. But if not, I'm not going to jinx myself now because now I need to lock in. I definitely need to lock in and focus. Second mile run yesterday in the books, even though Garmin said 18. Now, I did miss a segment. I reached after my sixth marathon segment there, where I had to run marathon pace there. I forgot. I thought I actually pressed it. I thought I heard it, but apparently when I looked down, I saw it still not moving. So that was very irritating at that. So I basically stood out there a little longer than I wanted to. But probably got a little more than I was asked to do there as well. So, but hey, I got it in. It's in there now, and now it's a down week. And, oh, by the way, your boy is in a relay race this weekend, this upcoming weekend. Yeah, so I talked about being a cage animal. This was put together pretty much last minute. you know, the last time I was in a relay, Church of the Long Run, a.k.a. shout-out, we won. We won. It was all guy. It was all male. This time around, it is this time around, me and another good buddy of mine, well, actually two good friends of mine, and a person I've yet to meet, are in a co-ed relay for the Little Apple Marathon going down this weekend. So, you got the Salina Marathon in the books. Next weekend, you had a Little Apple Marathon going on, which I'm pretty sure you're going to see a new winner there. And because of the heavy competition was at Salina. And then the New York City Marathon going down. I'm recording this prior to the New York City Marathon here on this Sunday, November 6th. So you're not going to hear no recap of that until probably on the next edition of the Road to Dallas. I'll save the good stuff for next weekend with, of course, what we did in the relay, what I did, and, of course, the New York City Marathon there as well. So all in all, man, it's getting down to it there. I did not, goodness gracious, I did not achieve there the mileage perspective there, but hey, I've been really consistent with the mileage there, hitting right there 50 to 55 on a daily, really. So that the consistency there, I wanted to hammer it, and the main reason I wanted to hire a coach is to, in the beginning of this whole thing, is to get pacing down pat. yeah, I mean, working on that 640 to 650 ish range in there to get it done. So I think that's gonna get it done right there. I believe I can probably run a little faster if I'm honest, being honest with you, but for right now, I just want to get that boom 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 consistency down and really start to really kind of hammer it down as I get laid onto this run on this training run here before Dallas comes around next month. But that's the plan. Just really try to hone in on that, and that's probably what I'm going to do on my leg, is try to hit those paces. Sub seven, baby, every time. That's what it's really kind of come down to, really, to get where I want to be next month. So that's what I'm trying to hammer out, and I honestly feel comfortable doing that. So compared to the inconsistencies in spring marathons the last 2 years, but it's the fall, that's for one, in my direction as well. So, but yep, I end the week with a 55 mile week there, so I'll continue to knock that down, and the following week will be the most I've ever run in this cycle. And as I said, in last year's fall cycle, the most I ran in a cycle was 90, twice, twice in a week. So I was consistently in 80s. So this is definitely a one-third, definitely downgrade from what I've been running, but definitely trying to practice everything, try to get things down. Now here, so when I come for the race, it's like clockwork. It's easy, and not saying that it's easy, but it's more comfortable that you just rock with it and roll with it. You know what I'm saying? So, but yet for me, your boy gonna be competing in the Little Apple Marathon relay, not the marathon, because you gotta go four laps around Rocky Top, or not Rocky Top. What? Got to see my brain. Rocky Ford Lake. They say it's boring. So I haven't done that, and probably not gonna do that. So definitely that opens it up. If I wasn't running that, I could be running that, but that's mentally. I ran around City Park for 18 miles. Actually, no, I ran I ran that 20 miles pretty much yesterday. And mentally, I was okay. You gotta be mentally tough. So it needs to run these things and to finish on these things as well. So, but yep, that's that in a nutshell. I believe this is part 13. I believe. In this deal, as well. So my time is up against it here. So I better wrap this up and get on with it here and get on and watch some NASCAR here, folks. And I'm on a little bit of a schedule. But yep, that's in a nutshell here. This week coming up for me is a cutback week, and I'm probably gonna be focusing. Well, I know tomorrow I'm gonna be hitting the track, switching something, probably switching some things up, either do that or do like a Mendoin. But yeah, that's the plan for tomorrow. Get that done. You know, let's see what happens. Let's see, let's get after it. We'll see what happens on this week. And of course, next week is going to be the official peak week there as well. The Pro Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast, folks. A lot of K-State action this week. Of course, you got the basketball doubleheader beginning. The regular season's tipping off, basketball tomorrow in Bramlage with the women first, men second. A lot more still to digest with this K-State loss there on the football field against Texas, and so much more coming up on the Pearl Project Podcast. You want to make sure you subscribe and make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about the Pearl Project Podcast. Another Road to Dallas edition is in the books. We're getting down to it, K-State Nation. Getting down to it, baby. Approaching a month. I might start to count down officially this week there as well. So I'm quietly putting in the work, getting it done. And hey, we'll see what happens here the rest of the way and rest of this training cycle here for yours truly. That's going to do it here. Eddie Greer, stay tuned for more K-State coverage right here on the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats.